Kevin Prime with us, long-time environmentalist. Earlier this week, Conservation Minister Tama Pōtaka told Parliament's Environment Committee it could cost maybe even trillions of dollars to stop species from becoming extinct, and it was very aspirational. Now, more than three-quarters of New Zealand's native birds, reptiles, bats and freshwater fish are threatened with extinction or at risk of becoming threatened, and that includes 94% of reptile species and 82% of birds, and 4 out of 5 native bats. It doesn't sound too encouraging, does it? Kevin Prime with us today. Te rangatira, Kevin. It's always neat to have a cordial with you, and thank you once again for joining us on Pākehā. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora. Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora. Ngamahi. I hope you and all your wonderful whānau up there in the north are still actively protecting the ngahere from the desecration. Many of our taonga species are threatened by. Now, what do you make of Tama's corridor, Kevin? Does it sound like he's putting species protection in a too hard or too expensive basket?
Well, it seems to seem like that, but, my personal view is that I guess the government has their priorities, but in my view, we can all focus on different things. He doesn't have to do it. The Department of Conservation doesn't have to do it on its own. It does need community support, and that's really what the crux of it is, I think, is that if we can get more communities to be rallying around and focusing on their own priorities, whether it's the kiwi, the pigeon, the fish, the birds, and or whatever it is, the lizards, I think anything is possible, but I don't think it'll be going into the trillions, surely not.
Well, you'd hope not, but even so, it's a convenient figure to suggest that, it is either undoable or we'd have to make economic sacrifices elsewhere to save them. I mean, what did you make of Shane saying, I'm sorry, blind Freddy the frog, but we're coming in with our drills?
Actually, I missed that. So I'm not sure what that was about.
I think it was about one of the frog species in the Coromandel Peninsula. But what I'm getting at is it's fairly dismissive. We need to make money. The country's in dire straits economically, and there will be some collateral damage. And if that's a species on the verge of extinction, so be it. Or, I'm paraphrasing, of course. But even so, do you think we're respectful enough as a nation of the very obvious threats that many of our taonga species are exposed to?
Our country is quite vulnerable because we've got some of the last species that exist on this earth. They're not native anywhere else, many of our species, so endemic to New Zealand. So I think we should at least make the effort, and the best way to do it, I think, is with our local communities to be rallying around and do something for what they are better at doing.
Tēnā koe, Kevin. Well, someone's got to go into bat for these taonga species, the little ones in our ngahere. Can you just, again, talk with us briefly about where the Y262 taonga claim is?
I think that's been put in the too hard basket many, many years ago, but a lot of, organizations, they are doing a lot of that to Y262 work, like recovery of birds, that's a lot of it, a retention of a lot of our rongoā. All those are some of the work that has been happening throughout our different communities. So I'd say it is happening, but not a deliberate policy of government in any way, but more by communities rallying around and making things happen themselves. Like every bit of pest control that we do, or weed control, that's all contributing towards our taonga species surviving longer. But in answer to your question, I think it for a long time that's been in the too hard basket and has not been addressed by any government organisation. It has not been precisely addressed.
Well, tēnā koe. But thank you for that, sharing those perspectives, te rangatira, Kevin. Perhaps what I'm interested in anyway, being a bit of a lover of manu, how's the kereru count up there in Mototau?
Well, we haven't been doing the counts in more recent years because once you can observe them flying around, it seems okay anecdotally anyway, or visually they seem okay. Yep.
Kāpai, are they protected or people still wanting to munch? Some people still wanting to munch on them?
No, as far as we're aware, they are being protected. He tika tēnā.
Tēnā koe. What else is keeping you busy, Chief?
I'm sort of trying to retire a bit, so... So that, and I guess I'm still involved with the Waitangi Tribunal in a number of different cases to do with the climate change is one of the historic claims, the constitution claim, the one to do with the Waitangi Tribunal principles. Those are the main things that are keeping me off the streets at the moment. Yep.
It's keeping you off the streets. Good idea, Kevin. Really nice to talk with you. Thanks again for sharing some perspectives with us on Pākehā.
Ka pai tēnei, Dale.
Hei kona. Hei kona e rā. Te rangatina. Thank you.